What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Our broadcast, and a little bit of an explanation of what's going on here. As you may have remembered from a couple of weeks ago, we had a new blessed event in our family, and we were invited to visit with the family and basically just have a really good time with them. And while I'm talking to you about this, apparently Hillary's people are once again trying to jam this website so people can't get to the BAM user and all the rest of it. They really are such children over there. All righty. So anyway, getting on back to the story. Believe it or not, we wound up staying in a town called, I kid you not, Santa Claus, Indiana. And apparently, at one point, they wanted it to be this year-round Santa's Village kind of attraction, which are fairly common on the mainland. And it didn't really take off as a tourist attraction, but the town just sort of kept that whole feel of Christmas time the year-round. And, you know, it's not in your face by something. It's just the decor and the atmosphere. It was actually very pleasant. We enjoyed it. That was the good news, along with seeing the family. The bad news is we did a red-eye flight from Honolulu to Denver on United Airlines. I think United's new motto needs to be bringing back the days of travel as a hardship, because it was just incredibly uncomfortable. And somebody did a really stupid thing on their new 777 seats. In order to cram some more seats in there, remember how the buttons and everything used to be on the side of the armrests? Well, since they're jamming you into these seats now, there's no room for you to get your fingers down and see the buttons or even feel them. So they put the buttons on the top of the armrest. And that means that when you are using the armrest is an armrest, you start hitting those buttons by accident, and the lights go off and on, and the flight attendant call thing comes on, and it's a huge amount of confusion. And on the return flight, the flight crew was actually announcing ahead of time, we know the armrests, you want to put your arms on there, but you can't do it. You'll hit the call button, so please don't push that button unless you really mean it. All it was going to take is a little tiny plastic door that goes over the buttons, and then you could use the armrest as an armrest. Our armrests would not fold up, which they're supposed to. It was just a terrible, terrible experience all the way along. And so we got back late last night, and we're all stiff and sore and everything, but we had a really good time. And it was nice to kind of get away from the madness and all the attempts by Hillary's people to shut our website down, which they're still trying to do. But again, it just tells us how desperately panicked they are. They're just in a blind panic right now, and nobody's believing the corporate media propaganda anymore. Nobody's believing the corporate media polls. It's just become this huge, huge joke. All righty, so let's see. Not too bad, just looking at that. Let's get into the news here. First of all, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we're seeing this smear machine uncork on Donald Trump. Now, you need to understand, Donald Trump is a billionaire. He has spent his lifetime surrounded by gorgeous models. He married one of them. Nobody has ever accused him of sexual assault up until he became a threat to the Clinton machine. And now it's just pouring out all over the place here. I mean, with Bill Clinton, you know, it's been a lifelong thing. As long as Bill Clinton has been in the public eye, he's always grabbing and groping. It's known behavior. And so all of a sudden we have Donald Trump, who was never racist or never sexually assaulting women for his entire life. And now all of a sudden he's a racist and he's assaulting women. So the latest one that came out there, the New York Times ran this story by a woman called Jessica Leeds, who had this story that back in the 1980s, she was sharing a first-class cabin on a planned flight into New York, and Donald Trump flipped up the armrest and began to grab her to the point where she had to go back and sit in coach, which if you know the sort of people who can spend money on a first-class seat, going back to coach is like, ooh, we have to go to the smelly people. So Anyway, so this was the thing, and the New York Times ran it without any verification whatsoever, and oh boy, do they have egg all over their face. First of all, the phone number for this woman goes to an office of the Clinton Foundation. Okay? Her description of the actual sexual assault are taken almost word for word from the lyrics of a Velvet Underground song. And I went out and I checked this one myself. Okay, back in the 1980s, none of the commercial aircraft going into New York in the first class cabin had armrests that would lift. In fact, the first class seats in the 1980s were separated by several inches, and there'd be this little table between the seats on which you'd put your drinks and your snacks and everything. I found a photo of one to illustrate the article. So this lady is lying from top to bottom, and Trump's lawyers have already filed a cease and desist. They're demanding a complete retraction from the New York Times and an apology for running this story. And it's just fallen apart. They're just shooting as hard and as fast as they can. They're not even checking out whether any of these stories have any legitimacy to them. All right, we're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We are live today. I'm back from my little whirlwind travels to the mainland and everything. And so this story has already fallen apart. Well, you know the motto of government and the corporate media. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. So up at the Toronto Sun, they just launched an article saying one of their reporters, one of their former reporters who used to work for them, said Donald Trump was forcing his tongue down her throat in 2005. And what they're going to do is they're going to try and pile on in. They're going to have so many women making these accusations that Donald's going to just be totally trying to deal with all of the, and they're all completely false. And look at the way the media is running with these things. Unfounded allegations. At the same time, they gave Bill Clinton a pass for all the women he was attacking. I mean, the corporate media is shredding its own credibility. And Washington Post was running one of these stories, and I put a comment in the section. I sure wish I had a paid subscription to the Washington Post so that I could cancel it. And apparently they handled their comments and emails with some kind of an automated system, because I actually got an email from the Washington Post subscription department saying, we understand you expressed an interest in having a subscription. Oh, my goodness here. Now, there's some other stuff floating around there. You're never going to see it in the corporate media. A video has surfaced from the 2008 campaign where Barack Obama apparently was on his campaign aircraft talking on the phone, and visible very clearly through the front of his trousers is he's got one, and he's not trying to hide it. He's not shy. He's standing there to just show that thing off, and all the reporters there are laughing. But here's the important point. Here's the important point. Okay? We need to stop letting the corporate media tell us that this is important to us. Let's face it, people in positions of power will give free rein to their sexual appetites. John F. Kennedy did it. Lyndon Johnson did it. I sure saw a lot of it when I was working in Hollywood. Wow, people want to have sex. Big news flash, film at 11. Well, maybe not. So it's time to go on back to what they don't want us looking at. The email server issue, the corruption of the Clinton Foundation, and oh boy, is there a lot of stuff coming out about that. All the dead bodies, the possible treason, selling our secrets to foreign interests, using that weak email server and getting paid through that so-called charitable foundation. The Clinton camp is replaying that stained blue dress that they used to distract you, the American people, from the really dark secret of the Clintons' involvement in the CIA gun and drug running into Arkansas in the 1980s. So fool me once. We're not going to let them play that game again. We'll decide what's going on. All right, let's grab some phone calls. Karen in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Good afternoon. My question for you is, if you have a concise answer to this, I would like to know which states specifically are of concern when it comes to accurate election results, and even more specifically, if it can be narrowed down to cities or counties within those states. Which states are not an issue, and which states are an issue or a cause of concern?
Well, in a nutshell, the states that are firmly Republican or firmly Democratic are out of play. There's nothing that they can really do in them. The states where we're going to see the election fraud, the states where we're already seeing the election fraud, are the swing states that could very easily go one way or the other. And generally, the election riggers will focus on the areas of highest population density, meaning the cities. And very often, one of the giveaways about election fraud is you'll see the rural areas of a state go one way, and then all of a sudden, the cities just leap the other way. And so, at this point, this is the most fraudulent national election in our nation's history. It's certainly not the first one, but it has really gone completely overboard, and Hillary's people are just out there to win this thing. And everybody has literally bet the farm, if you will, the future, on Hillary winning. The corporate media has to understand that if Donald Trump overcomes the election fraud next month, that the Trump administration is not going to be friendly to big corporate media, are they?
Okay, well, having said that, is there a firm decided upon list of swing states?
Yeah, you
because
can just
I've,
go.
You know, sometimes I hear, you know, three different numbers. You know, there are like three different lists when it comes to swing states. So.
Well, it's changing continuously. That's what makes it difficult. Ohio was considered a swing state. Now it's starting to move over solidly to Donald Trump. And as a result, the media is now saying, well, Ohio isn't the bellwether we thought it was going to be, and blah, 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 blah. Okay?
Okay,
it changes
thank you.
All the time. All right, we're going to let you go and switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there? Okay.
Hi, Mike. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, that's a diversion with Obama's boner and all that crap. People got to worry because, I mean, I said this before, we are heading toward a world war because the Russians did the nuke drill with the 40 million people, and
yes.
Then the officials calling back their kids early from overseas. And, you know, Mike, I think that maybe Britain, France, and Germany, certain individuals are sending him signals that to prepare, you know, because the U.S. is going to start a war. You know, because if you see tomorrow, Obama's going to make a decision. And that's why Putin's been preparing. They're sending the Panzer units, S-1 NA aircraft over to Syria, 35 to 60 units. And he's been preparing, you know, so that's why I think is going on. Like, you know, France, Germany, certain elements have warned Putin already. That's why he's getting ready.
Well, I think they're warning Putin because I think as long as it was a Cold War and it was just politics and it was abstracted, most of NATO was willing to go along with this thing. But all of a sudden, everybody is waking up and realizing we could be in an actual shooting world war by the end of the year. And for the people in Europe, that's not a good idea because the first two world wars were in part fought on their soil. If you travel around Europe, you can still see the scars on the land, on the buildings from both world wars. They're not ready to have a third one. They want the third one to be fought someplace else and leave them out of it. And so I think we're starting to see a lot of the NATO alliance strain at the leash and say, you know, this is a bad idea. We don't want to go along with this thing. We do not want to be in a war.
Yeah, I see us with a couple of the Baltic nations being it, and there's just no way you're going to defeat the Russians and or the Chinese, which means it would go nuclear. So maybe that's a pause. If Germany and France and Britain step forward, you know, somebody in NATO that pulls out and say, you know, we're not going to do this, you know, maybe that'll pause the United States to think again. You know?
Well, I would like for common sense to break out, but unfortunately, as I mentioned before, we're dealing with a government and a financial system which, based on prior history, is convinced that they can fix this economic nightmare or at least have something to blame for it and save their own cushy jobs, you know, with another world war. And that's why they're pushing so hard. Because without a new world war, the world is turning away from the U.S. dollar hegemonic domination, and that's the only thing holding our economy up. America has lost its manufacturing in quantity and quality. I remember when I was a kid, made in Japan meant the junk, and made in America meant the best. It's completely reversed. Made in Japan is now the best stuff. Made in China is the best stuff. What's coming out of American factories is absolute crud, including our much-vaunted weapon systems. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And so without some mechanism to force the world to use U.S. dollars loaned at interest, it's all going to come apart. It's only a matter of time.
And I don't know if you'll mention this later about I'm not going to mention anything if you're going to talk about HSBC talking about a stock market crash. And
yeah, we're going to mention that a little bit later in the show.
Okay, all right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And yes, Hillary's people are still trying to wreck my website. This is what they do. And you know something? Every time they do an attack on somebody's website like this, whether it's mine or anybody else, they're basically telegraphing that they don't have a debate. They don't actually have. They couldn't win a debate on the facts and logic and law. They're admitting that the only way they can win is by cheating. So that's what they do. All right, let's go to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. Mike, I want to ask you a question, Mike. Did you see the 8-minute video of Danny Williams Clinton on Mad Drudge and the Breitbart? And why? And will Donald Trump want to bring that young man at his next debate? I believe he'll blow the media out of the water because Donald Trump's got a point to that kid, says to Hillary. Does black lives really matter, Hillary? Because Hillary won't even let that kid, Danny Williams Clinton, talk to Bill Clinton. Now, how come Bill Clinton's not acknowledging that kid looks just like him, Michael? And that is Bill Clinton's son. He admitted that he had a $200 prostitute, a black prostitute, and he got her knocked up. Danny Williams Clinton has an 8-minute video. It's out on Drudge Report right now. Matt Drudge has the video. And I want everybody to know in the next debate, if Donald Trump brings that kid out on that stage and he points out to Hillary, this kid is, does the black lives matter to you, Hillary? It will blow the media out of the water because the media won't be able to handle it. Because Bill Clinton is a legitimate father of that kid. That's his son. And his son even has two granddaughters. That's where the real story should be at the media. These media criminals, these creeps, these creatures and creeps are disgusting and despicable. They are dispensable. And you know what, Michael? When Donald Trump has the nerve to bring that kid out up on that stage and point out, Hillary, do black lives really matter? Then you start right here with this young man who's your husband's son.
Tom, calm down. You're drinking way too much coffee. I'll tell you the story they're all missing. Bill Clinton is a deadbeat dad. That's where they should take this thing. Nobody's going to be shocked that Bill Clinton was shagging another woman, that he was using prostitutes, that he was doing all this stuff, because he's always done it. It's not newsworthy. The correct focus to put on this thing is that Bill Clinton is a deadbeat dad, fathered a child, and just walked. And it's not like he doesn't have the money where he could be taking care of his kid.
Donald Trump does that, like you're saying, they'll blow the media's brains out. They won't know what to do. If Donald Trump says exactly what you said, you're a deadbeat dad, Clinton. You're a deadbeat, and Hillary is responsible for this. And look at what he's doing. Hillary's talking about the Catholics. Look at how the media, these Democrat rats, are talking about the Catholic faith. The Democrats, this right there, should be losing the whole 100% of the Catholic vote. The Catholic vote should go 100% for Donald Trump. Look what Hillary's talking about, the Catholic,
okay,
Michael.
Tom, first of all, you got to calm down if you're going to call in here again. Second of all, I'm going to have to let you go because we got to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You
your husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the tantrum squad is really out there trying to prove that they will rule the world here. And so I'm having to deal with all of that. They're trying to really wreck the site here. And again, it illustrates the fact that they're scared. They know they cannot win an honest election. Therefore, they must lie, cheat, steal, do whatever else is out there. Okay, they have managed to do some really serious damage here. So let's just do that. All righty, getting on back here. There's a group out there called Project Veritas. And they are masters of hidden camera catching people saying things. And for all this talk about, oh my goodness, Donald Trump did this and Donald Trump did that and Donald Trump did blah, blah, blah. And they caught one of Hillary Clinton's staffers joking about how, you know, the standards of behavior in the campaign are very low, as we can tell from the hackers. And he's actually saying on video that, the only thing that would get him fired is he'd have to grab the rear end of somebody named Emma twice. He could do it once and not get fired. And yet they're out there saying, oh, Donald Trump back in 2005, and he did this and he did that. Now, getting on to the story about Danny Williams, and I know we got callers waiting. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. CNN has effectively ordered a total blackout on this entire story. And apparently Jeff Zucker is saying this is a non-story. Snopes is already out there saying this is unproven. This is unconfirmed. And Snopes just shredded what little remained of their credibility. We know they're gatekeepers. They're always out there pushing the official government line on really controversial things like 9/11. So let's go back to the phones. Roseanne in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. First of all, welcome back. You were so missed. You really, so much stuff was going on, and you weren't here. So anyway, with that aside.
Well, I'll tell you what was really frustrating. Where I was staying in this town, Santa Claus, my AT&T on-air modem wouldn't work. I couldn't reach any AT&T. Somebody tried to loan me one that was for Verizon. That was very intermittent. I was literally in this one part of the country where you actually can't get internet over the cell phone system.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you survived that. Because there's been stuff going on every day.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Well, I did get to watch the debate, and it was wonderful
good.
The way Donald Trump turned it around. Everybody was out there just expecting that he was going to crater
up. We were jumping up and doing high fives and everything the whole time.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, that was just great. He did turn it around.
My comment was when I first started hearing about the Jessica Leeds story, and one of the aspects of her story was that the flight attendants plucked her out of coach and gave her a first-class empty seat. I've traveled a lot in my career, and they hand out first class with an eyedropper when you don't pay for it. So I don't understand what would even cause these flight attendants to go back to coaches and pluck her out of the crowd and say, oh, you're deserving. So that kind of bothers me.
Well, I mean, it, let's be fair. It does happen, but usually there has to be a really good reason. When Claire and I were coming out here for our honeymoon on Ryanair, I'd made up these funny T-shirts. On the front it said, we're not on drugs, we're newlyweds. And on the back it said, the church service is over, now comes the kinky part. And the flight attendants were making jokes about having to keep an eye on us and keep us, make sure we're not going to the restroom together. But they made up for it. They moved us into first class and gave us a free bottle of champagne and everything. There was another time when I was taking a flight, we were stuck on the ground. And this was back when I was a magician. And so I was entertaining the coach passengers with balloon animals and magic tricks and everything, and after they finally got the plane in the air, they put me into first class. It does happen. But we already know that the story about how Donald Trump lifted the armrest could not possibly have happened, because the first class accommodations in all the airlines serving New York in the 1980s, those armrests didn't lift up. There were these little tables that were actually between the seats. It could not have happened as she described. And the fact that she had to plagiarize lyrics out of a song for the story really tells
ridiculous.
You everything. All right, we're going to take another break. I'm going to hold you over the break. Don't hang up. We'll come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to finish up with Roseanne real quick, take a few more phone calls, and then we're going to shut the phone lines for a while because I got a lot of stuff I need to share with you. Roseanne, you had one more thing.
Yeah, all I wanted to say is that I know that some of your listeners are in North Carolina, and we are having Trump sign-waving rallies every Wednesday on 540 in Six Forks. So if they want to come out in the afternoon rush hour, that's when we're having them, and got an awful lot of support yesterday. So, just wanted.
Well, I'm
to
glad. I'm glad to hear. For some reason, when I was in Indiana, everybody loved my Hillary for Prison T-shirt. I have no idea why, but nowhere near the negative reactions I get around liberal Hawaii. All right, we're going to switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Glenn. How are you doing?
Yeah. All right. Thanks. I wanted to address the question of Donald Trump filing a civil action about these false allegations.
Mm-hmm.
It can be pretty hard to get legal traction against the long-established precedent of the Pee Wee Herman, I know you are, but what am I defense?
Well, you know, I mean, there is absolutely no question the New York Times engaged in outright libel, and I know they're going to rely on the absence of malice defense. But, you know, I think
it didn't work.
I think the value of the lawsuit isn't in any eventual civil settlement. It's to send the message to the United States that you shouldn't be trusting any of these stories coming out of the corporate media right now.
Right, right. But the thing is, that was supposed to be a joke, and I guess it just didn't work. So,
oh,
but
I'm sorry. All right, we're going to switch over to Alex.
And, hang on.
Okay, Glenn.
Real quick. The other day when you were away, the rerun that was playing was the one where you were saying, pay no further attention to Assange. He's a shill. And on the very day when Pater was finally being hit and stuff was starting to come out, I thought, this is ironic. You know, that was very unusual.
It was. I'm going to have to take back some of the bad things I was saying about Assange. I still don't know that I would want to really trust him. But at the moment, he does seem to be delivering right now.
At least
WikiLeaks is delivering. It may not even have anything all that much to do with Assange. He's still in the Ecuadorian embassy. This is the organization that's releasing all this stuff. And so far, there's a lot of interesting stuff coming on out.
Absolutely.
Okay?
All righty, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I think that the WikiLeaks Podesta email number 3774 is very, very important.
Okay, well, I haven't memorized them by number. Please tell us what it says.
Well, that's the one where Hillary Clinton is basically telling Podesta in his Gmail about recognizing that Saudi Arabia funds ISIL. Did you see that email?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. I mean, I'm just starting to wait for myself.
It is the most important one. Will you tell me your email address? I'll send it to you. I tried to send it to you through your website, but it's not working.
Okay, well, it's wrh@whatreallyhappened.com.
A lot of strange
problems going on with the Internet. Have you noticed that when you go over to YouTube, the Hillary Clinton videos all play wonderfully smooth, and anything that's critical of the Clintons or supporting Trump, it's a stuttering, oh, we've got a playback error, wait a few minutes and try again. There's definitely a bias there. I have yet to see a single pro-Hillary Clinton video have any technical issues whatsoever from YouTube, but with the Donald Trump videos and ads or the videos are exposing the Clinton crimes, technical issues, sorry, it's technical error, It's got to be
Michael,
your fault. Your ISP is inferior. Blah 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 blah.
Hey Michael,
yes.
I did want to. Is it okay if I tell you what the email's under YouTube? This guy lays it out great. I'm going to send it to you, but
okay.
Just for the listeners, his name's Michael Trim, TRIMM, and if you put his name in YouTube. It will be the story on email number 3774, Hillary reveals Saudi Arabia is funding ISIS secretly, and it is incriminating. It's the when I saw it, I can't believe that she wouldn't go to jail, that this could bring down the government, as you talk about.
Well, unfortunately, when the entire government is a criminal enterprise, no, they're not going to do it. We saw that already with James Comey. He listed the felony violations of Title 18 Hillary Clinton committed and then said, we're not going to prosecute. Loretta Lynch was saying, we're not going to prosecute or investigate for treason, but we're going to sue those global warming deniers out of business.
That's right. I'm going to send you this email. It is so important that people look at this posting because this guy lays it out very, very well. Like Hillary's confidant. What is her name? Her top aide?
Huma Abedin.
Huma Abedin. You know, she's Saudi Arabian. Did you know that?
I believe that's her ancestry, yes. She's been with the Muslim Brotherhood and worked politically on those things. Anyway, listen,
right.
Alex. Yeah, I'll wait for the email.
Please put it up.
I will look at it when. Okay, Alex, I'll look at it when you send it to me. I got to get through these other phone calls. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Clinton, Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I was looking at your poll between you, Hillary, and Trump, and all I can tell your audience is that a vote for Mike is a vote for Hillary. And
I just did that as a joke. I was punchy, I'm jet lagged, and all the rest of it. So I put up a poll, who would you vote for? And I put, obviously, Clinton and Trump. And because I did have a campaign earlier in the year, I put myself up there. And I know there's no way that I could ever defeat Donald Trump, but I'm rather satisfied at how far ahead of Hillary Clinton I am in the poll. And I did tag it humor and satire. I tagged it humor and satire, so nobody could think that this was in any way genuine. I was just having fun.
And it failed. were you able to verify that phone number went back to the Clinton Foundation? Because I would not let that go if I was Donald.
You mean from the late? Yeah, that was verified in a couple of different places. I mean, the phone number's the phone number. It's all listed.
I would demand that go public and make sure that as many people as he can get,
Clint, you need to understand, the corporate media will not do anything to help Donald Trump, and that's why it's up to us in the independent media. It's up to you, the American people, to get this information out there. The establishment has literally declared war on the American people to reduce us under absolute despotism, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, and we need to fight back. If you're sitting on your rear end waiting for somebody else to make things better, you are a fool.
Yeah. Didn't they have to retract a similar thing against John McCain back in 08?
Yeah, they did, and they'll always print the retractions on page 162 underneath the obituaries, and they'll do the same thing here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because he needs to keep a lot of lawyers going. He also needs to go around and all these people he needs to put an injunction on these that's verified that they're registering dead people, multiple people are voting. He's got to keep some lawyers going.
Well, he's got a huge legal team, and they've got their work cut out for them. Again, with all of these voter ID states that do not require voter ID, there's almost nothing they can do. And you need to remember that consent decree by the courts, where Republicans, and Donald Trump is a Republican, cannot investigate Democratic vote fraud without the permission of the Democratic National Committee. It's one of the most bizarre things I have ever heard of in U.S. legislation, but that's literally the way the laws are written. The GOP is not allowed to investigate Democratic vote fraud. So it's up to us in the independent media. It's up to us who are not really Republicans or working for the Republican Party. We have to go on out and dig it out and put it in front of everybody, and we're going to do that. Clint, we're going to let you go. We're going to take one more phone call from Bernard in Vancouver, and then we're going to shut the phone lines for a while because I've got a bunch of stuff I need to get to. So, Bernard, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just briefly, I wanted to make 2 points, but I want to also say that I consider you and RBN the real media that does an actual coverage. No, just 2 quick things, one Canadian and one American. On Canada's medical system, which would seem like a dream, because only in British Columbia is there any fees paid by the public, and it's very liberal, and you're never questioned about coverage, and the fees don't change. And it was only brought in because Canada at the time had a system which was not totally unlike Germany and Japan, where there was public funding, so that half of the new money was created by the Governmental Bank of Canada, so they were able to bring in the Canada Pension Plan, guaranteed income supplement for seniors, and the medical coverage. But the problem is not, you can tell that candidate Trump is not totally and very well informed. The problem is not the waiting list. That's just a little knee-jerk thing you get from the right. The problem is the lack of choice. You know, what good is chemotherapy if it kills more people than it cures? I mean, sure, it's expensive, but it's covered. But the only good for me is that I see what works in the United States, where we have this fantastic choice, because there's actually competition. This is something most people don't understand. But our retired doctors...
Well, we don't have a lot of competition down here. We don't have a lot of choice down here. You know, they're now mandating vaccines for all of our kids. Yeah. They're talking about mandated vaccines for adults. The medical industrial complex is moving to shut down. Even ordinary vitamins require them to be under prescription. Yeah. They're waging war against people able to make their own medications at home, grow things in their backyard. Yeah. They even succeeded in getting nanosilver banned for a time. It's all about making money. I mean, these other countries like France and Norway and everything, their governments are genuinely trying to set up programs to help their people. Right now, everything in the United States is all about extracting more wealth from the people to prop up a hopelessly broke and in debt U.S. government and financial system. That's what it's all about. All of the considerations have gone out the window.
Yeah, you're on top of that 100%. And just briefly, the biggest factor that's not being addressed, Trump's running mate, the address to the evangelicals. I understand there are 70 million Protestant evangelicals in the United States, and if you hear what he said to them, you'll know that none of them will be voting for the Democratic candidate, because with appointment of judges, it would be so many, be a century before they could revisit that controversial issue. About abortion.
Well,
it's even
worse than that. Some of the latest leaked emails have Clinton's aides mocking Catholics and evangelical Christianity. These emails are showing what these people really think, what they're really feeling, and it underscores the fact that everything coming out of Hillary Clinton's mouth is just a bald-faced lie to try and win votes. Okay? All right, Bernard, we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to shut down the phone lines for a while because I have got a lot of stuff I need to get through. Now, Donald Trump is out there on the campaign trail, and he's out there saying how the Clinton camp controls the corporate media. He's absolutely right. And it isn't necessarily that the Clintons are controlling the corporate media. It's the CIA. Ever since the end of World War II, the CIA has been running something called Operation Mockingbird. And Operation Mockingbird was a program modeled on the propaganda machines of Nazi Germany to have CIA assets at the top of every single corporate media outlet in order to control what was being given to the public. Now, the CIA is on board with Hillary Clinton for the very simple reason. If she goes down, if she gets arrested, if she loses the election, she's going to go back and say, yeah, the CIA has been selling cocaine to your children for a fast buck going back to the 1980s in Arkansas. And the CIA would not survive that. Donald Trump would have the political support from the American people to do what John Kennedy wanted to do, shatter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the wind. It has become too dangerous. So has the FBI. They are presuming to run the nation when neither one of them are an elected government. Now, some of the other emails coming on out show that Clinton confidant Philippe Raines discussed the deletion of the emails, proving that Hillary Clinton knew it was illegal when she did it. When she deleted those 33,000 subpoenaed emails, she knew she was breaking the law. They were under subpoena. That's obstruction of justice. There's your intent to commit a crime, Mr. Comey. More information in the emails. Yes, Hillary is fully on board. A one-world government. A single golden throne for planet Earth on which her little butt will sit. More information about how Wall Street buys influence on the Democratic Party, and you're not going to see that in the corporate media. All you're going to get from the corporate media is, Trump said a bad word, Trump said a bad word, Trump's being accused of sexual crimes. That's what you should think about. Forget about all that corruption and vote rigging and influence peddling. That's not important to you, the American people. You, the American people, you care about good, clean language and political correctness, and that's what you should be. And it goes on and on and on. An absolute, unquestioned pay-for-play moment has surfaced in the emails. This is from the Podesta emails, November 2011. And basically, there was an invitation from Sheikh Mohammed in Saudi Arabia to President Clinton to come to this conference in Ethiopia. And what is in the emails is, yeah, we'll do it if this guy sends us a $6 million donation. That's it. I mean, it's just right out there in the open. Now, there's a story breaking here over on Red State Watcher. There's one of the anonymous hackers. Looks like they're about to go public, first of all, with who they are. Because the Hillary campaign is out there saying, this is all Russia. You shouldn't read any of these leaked emails or you're on the side of the Russians. And we'll come get you for being on the side of the Russians. And they're talking about how they have copies of the missing 33,000 emails. We'll be right back after these few words.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this story coming out of Red State Watcher, where one of the many hackers that have been getting into Hillary's emails, DNC emails, Podesta emails, are announcing basically they have the 33,000 deleted emails, the ones that Hillary said were about yoga classes and, you know, Chelsea and all innocent, and this anonymous is getting ready to release them. And, of course, there's a lot of smoke out there to try and keep us confused. There's one reason to pay attention to this, and that is because they made this announcement here a few hours before the New York Times ran that bogus story where Jessica Leeds was accusing Donald Trump of lifting the armrest in a first-class cabin seat and groping her and forcing her to run to the back of the cabin. And, of course, as we've documented, first-class seats in the 1980s, the arm lifts, the armrest didn't lift. It was a little table between. But the, in this announcement that came out before the New York Times story, it actually says right here, Hillary Rodham Clinton is attempting to pay or force a woman to lie that Trump, Trump sexually assaulted her. So this gives this a little bit of credibility. But there's a lot of information that is coming on out, and they're saying they're going to start releasing the 33,000 emails in multiple batches between now and the 1st of November. And their goal is to catch the DNC way too late to replace Hillary, unless Hillary suffers a sudden medical emergency and Payne gets to be the Democratic nominee, in which case he's definitely going to lose to Donald Trump. So, getting on back to this, Podesta emails, basically John Podesta wrote to Hillary's campaign manager that Hillary hates everyday Americans. And we've seen all these stories reported about how Hillary was abusive to her Secret Service protective detail. In fact, one of the thought for the day was a quote from one of these books that these former Secret Service people have written about what a terrible human being she is in private. When there are no voters around, when there are no donors around, when there are no cameras around, her real personality comes on out. And remember, character is how you behave when nobody is watching you. That's the real measure of your character. Now, apparently over at the New York Post, they're running some of the WikiLeaks emails confirming once again that people who donated to the Clinton Foundation got special favors from the U.S. State Department. It doesn't get more obvious than that. Now, here's where it gets really kind of interesting. And the Tantrum Squad is back if you're trying to reach the website at the same time. Another email with Podesta. And it's a very bizarre exchange using the expression wetworks. And Podesta had this email. We're going to get into this after station identification. We'll be right back.
Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens,
lesions, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.